Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
I'm fine.
Our headlines.
We were having a fun talk off the air.
We were. It was very interesting. I learned a lot.
Sorry about we usually Zach. Don't talk off the air just to save it for the air, but we were
talking about old Zach getting converted by the roommate there.
I learned a lot.
It's just an interesting kind, and I see the text and stuff. Like, it's not always an analogy, you know, like she's a straight woman with a gay male friend, and so he would have to live with a lesbian to make that equal. Like,
yeah. Guy, if you're getting to that point where you're getting real petty about it, then, I mean, come on. That's a little, that would suck.
That's why I think.
That's how people are.
And you don't want to be so, whatever the word would be, to say, hey, man, is the guy hotter than you? Is that why? Because that's your ego, or your less than ego. I guess your vanity. You already feel like this guy's got dominance on you because he's more attractive societal. Or, I got it.
Uh-oh.
When they go out, if she's hot and the gay roommate is in equal to, she's a 7, he's a 7, 8, uh-huh. 8, and boyfriend's over there a 4 or 5.
A 3.
people probably always assume those two are together and he's the third.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. He don't like it.
Boom.
Is this whole thing a test to get him to stand up to her and say, look, it's us? Or
women play those games like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. If that's the roommate, maybe they just are friends. But the naked thing, I would have said something to him. Like, look, put it away.
If you
keep
see
it in your room.
You see those out, like you just said, you're assuming he's the cuck. Or he's at least simping hardcore.
I'm not the cuck. I'm the server.
So
you can kiss the cuck.
There's a good text message. You want to hear it?
Oh, not really, but well, it's like the old DX apron.
No, it's good.
Yeah.
Someone texted in.
You've been a little loose with the wording this week, so be careful.
I'll be careful. Walking around naked together is a deal breaker. He should look at the guy on Grindr and social media to see what he really does. I think that's a good point.
Just like get an account just to see if he's on there and how active he is.
Didn't go far with that.
See, that's weird. Like, you imagine.
I was walking around there.
He signs up on there to find out if the gay boyfriend's really gay. But then
you're not
girlfriend
gay.
Is somehow, for some reason, picks up his phone.
Yeah. And
why do you have a Grindr account?
Or
it wasn't. I'm not gay. I thought he wasn't really
gay.
He's gay.
Not me.
Yeah, that's not going to work because then the boyfriend, who she assumes is going to be on Grindr anyway, the roommate, excuse me, shows him, oh, look who I found on this app. Just like you're saying, she's like, why are you on there? You can't explain your way out of that one.
Is the trust gone?
Remember that happened to me, though. Somebody set up an account for me on there. And I have a very good, very, very, very good idea.
You got some interesting metrics about that situation.
Yeah. Well, That's where I called in a favor. I'll be very honest with you. I don't mind saying that. I called in a favor. I was like, there's been like, you know, rip-off Facebooks and stuff like that. Like anybody with any, you know, trying to sell you Ray-Bans and all that kind of crap, especially with me, that was an easy one there.
When you get into that territory, that's very dangerous. When you get into that
territory, I mean, it was literally, and it was, it said the city that I lived in, and it was misrepresenting me. And yeah, I called in a favor. And
that could have ruined a relationship, could have got you hurt, both, one or the other.
I wouldn't be able to sit down.
Well, that too. I remember that situation. No, there's a person that we know was very upset that he found that and contacted me. And I said,
that's how I found out.
I never saw it myself. I am not aware of this. So you need to tell him because this is just hearsay with me.
That was pretty. I mean, yeah.
I'm not on Grindr or Tinder, or anything like that.
Or anything. It's just misrepresentation.
Is Grindr for women too? Gay women? What do they have?
I don't know, honestly.
They have freaking scissor.
I was thinking scissor.
I was walking around naked.
I was scissoring in Memphis.
Walking butt naked in your girlfriend's room.
I just don't know what I'd get if I was on anything like that. Just.
Nothing. You wouldn't get anything. Jack squat.
Because you're ugly, Paige. And people don't like you. Don't you know this? You tell us this all the time.
You bastard.
A minute ago, she's over there dolling herself up. And I say, really, oh, today's the day you have your interview. She's like, yes, but I'm just trying to look a little better. I said, you know, that breaks my heart, Paige, because you're sitting here with me and you don't care enough to doll yourself up.
Well, that's not true.
But you get on the horn with Eddie Van Halen's son, Woofy. I'm going to leave anything with me.
I'm going to leave anything with me. I'm going to leave Woofy.
But that's at 3 o'clock.
I don't give a damn if it's a 6:20.
Okay, I did it for you. I'm trying to impress you.
I can't look after
you hear that?
Well, you know what? In the immortal words of Shania Twain,
That don't impress
me much.
Okay, Shania. Can I do a news story? Is this done?
Yeah, that's still, though, is a speed bumpy kind of thing. We're having a fun little conversation.
We don't
here.
Have to. We can keep going with this because I feel strongly about this guy that his feelings are hurt.
Who's?
The one that we were talking about before. His feelings are hurt. His trust is gone. He needs to deal with this right away because he's going to... It's not the girl's fault. She may not even know he's upset. He needs to communicate this.
What if he says, what if we get old dude, you know, roommate, what if we get him a situation going? But then again, I'm assuming he's got nothing going on. He may be knocking it out of the park.
But if you're saying get him try to find him a boyfriend...
Yeah, so he can leave us alone.
But then you're going to... Think about that, though. And I'm stereotyping, but it's with no whatever.
Get a hooker?
No.
God dang it. So,
you love
your methods.
Playing left field for the Spartanburgers.
She's a lot wilder than people think, Paige. Really.
So much.
I am okay. not.
Were you at that spot yesterday the cops shook down?
Oh. No, I was not, but I saw that. I'm like, do I know anybody in there?
So let's say you're at a table at dinner, and you are there with now, I'm stereotyping, but in fun and in a fun little way.
I think I know where this is going. I think.
You've now got three people that are going to be talking to each other and not you.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, kinda, right?
He doesn't have an ally. Not with her, not yet.
He needs allies.
He needs to get...
Not the bank.
He needs to get, like, a female girlfriend that walks around...
A female girlfriend, I agree.
Walks around naked and talk about that and then see where they go.
I thought you meant they're going to one-up each other, like, you know. Yes. He and his girl are sitting here and the two guys are like, you know, well, let me feed you something, feed you a piece of cake or whatever. And he's like sucking on his thumb and he's like, baby, I got to do that to you because they're doing it. I can't let them upstage me.
He's making a cake or something and then she comes up and licks the frosting off his finger.
Or he's the roommate's doing it to his date.
I dropped something between my legs. God! God! Wow. That was her. For those, listen, I want to reach out right now to whoever, the universe, the Lord, management.
All of them.
Get us on some kind of video streaming thing. It would do so good.
She's a wild woman.
Yeah, you got to see the way the sound was. And she did her face and everything into the microphone. And it was, that would be a reel that would go play forever. I mean, God.
We already know when she does the two fingers is the whole hand.
Oh, that's just, I did it wrong.
She didn't do it right.
Seriously.
I don't know how to do that.
I want to like, I want to talk about an estimate from like a video sourcing place. Hell, there's got to be something we can do.
She made one side of the privates a lot bigger than the other.
She, thank God you're not a man because when you talk about like, you know, old third base, like insertion of digits, you do the spot thing, and that would hurt like hell.
I did it wrong.
Are you giving two at a time?
It's just, she's doing the Spocker.
Because if you're able to do two at a time, they ain't neither one of them got no butt.
She's going to be doing the minivan next. That's two in the front, five in the back.
Cow! Great.
She can't.
What is up with you? What is up in your Stanley mug?
I smell that mug.
It's raspberry lemonade powder with water.
Bullshit.
It's alcohol.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The best.
The best.
The best.
Oh, that was halftime.
Best. Damn.
Moving to the second half.
And now it's time for the best.
Many of you are filing out of the stadium.
Damn. Audio.
I think the second half might be better, though. At least from my end. Not my end, but my side. My end, there's no hope for that.
This will be a lot better. Because when I play my song, my favorite part's coming up. The second part of the second verse.
Oh.
Do you want to share the artist's name?
Yeah.
Is it comfortable to say on the radio?
Oh, yeah. So, it's called I Hope by Jay Lewis. And Gorilla Modez.
You said that. That's right. Okay.
I hope.
Gorilla Modez.
Gorilla Modez.
Okay. Why don't you start us off? Because I want to come from behind and not in a traditional way.
Well, cameos. You can still get them from, and it's grown a lot. A lot of people do cameos now. Especially these boys here, even though one of them's doing it.
You ever done one?
I've not done one.
Yeah.
I've not bought one.
I bought one. It was a regretful one. That was dumb.
Oh, really? Well, for somebody, obviously, I guess.
Yeah. It was like, oh, wow. I overthink.
I got questions now.
I'll tell you off there.
Okay. Because we were on the precipice of it, to be honest with you. We were doing shout-outs during, was it COVID?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We started doing snap haulers.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah. Until Snapchat started sucking.
I don't exactly know who the Island Boys are. Are they rappers?
I don't know. I mentioned them the other day. You told me they were Island Boys. Like, who's them kids from, it seems like, Jersey who have like hair like a dinosaur?
Nice.
And they're twins. So there's a guy who buys cameos for his content, and he'll write out what he wants them to say. And he got Tito Santana with one. Now he's getting one of the Island Boys with it. And I guess this is probably educational, you could say, for you ladies out there. He's trying to, you know, cheer this. The guy said the message is toward his daughter, who doesn't exist. So the Island Boy thinks he's talking to this guy's daughter.
Oh, my God.
And his message, I guess, is an educational one. I don't know. You tell me.
Hey, Chloe, I heard you're a big fan of the Island Boys. So, yeah, you an island girl. I heard you're dealing with your first yeast infection. You feel embarrassed. Yeah, it's a very normal thing. It happens all the time. Do not be ashamed of it. Let me tell you something. I've dated girls that had yeast infections like 10, 11 times in a matter of a month. It happens. Do not be embarrassed. Just don't tell people about it. It's okay. Just tell someone that you trust, and that's pretty much it. And get it fixed, and that's that. And it'll go away. It's not something that's permanent. It's not. It's just something very temporary, and it's part of life. You're gonna get things. Things are gonna happen. Things are gonna come your way. But you should be thankful. It's just a yeast infection, love. It's nothing. Nothing at all. You know how many girls I know that have yeast infections? I laugh at them.
Oh my God.
He's just like that.
I only heard one Island Boy on there, though.
Yeah, it's just him for one. I don't know
which one. I would want half my money back.
I don't know which one you could request, unless they cut it where they both jumped in, and, you know, you don't realize it, but.
Okay, so one Island Boy is 135. If you want both, it's 180.
Oh, okay. Well, I get that. I just do the one.
You don't want to pay the additional $45 and get two Island Boys for the price of one?
He shouldn't be laughing at all those girls he knows that are infected.
No, that's kidding. Messed up. And they've had 10 or 11 in a month.
It doesn't bother him.
He does. He just laughs at them. Golly, bum. All right. This child right here, I do not have his name, though. I will tell you that even with my, and I mention him a lot, but even with my own grandson, I'll give him a toy or whatever, he'll end up playing with the box more than he will play with the toy itself sometimes. He's just so creative. Oh, I'm making a little fort or whatever, you know.
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
How did you say that? What's in the box? Grandpa?
This is an aunt and uncle, and they're watching their nephew, and his name is Pookie. Pookie is heavy set. I can say that as a former Husky boy.
Pookie.
They've made a impromptu slip and slide out of goods that you might buy from a gas station.
Sweet.
Looks like a tarp and such. He's hefty, though, and they go and they're filming him, and often like my parents were doing when I got stuck in the slide at Ocean Lakes, they're laughing at him rather than helping him. So you can hear Big Pookie sliding across the slip and slide, but he ain't sliding because he's so damn big.
Let me see you slide, Big Pookie. Oh, Lord. Boy, ain't going nowhere. Stuck like Elmer's glue. Look at him. I might need to put some WD-40 and some baby oil down there for you, Big Pookie. Come on, let's show me something, Big Pookie. Oh, Lord. Look at that. Boy, you ain't doing nothing. Run my water bill up out here. And Boomer, you just sitting there looking at him. You ain't trying to help him or nothing. Come on, Big Pookie. Oh, Lord. That's it right there. Big Pookie, you got to stop eating them peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. You like a big walrus out there.
Come on, Big Pookie.
You know what, Big Pookie? You ain't even slid an inch. We've been taking this thing right on back up there to Dollar General. We finna take this slide right back down to look at that, y'all. Look at this. Ain't slid an inch. You might as well just get up and roll down there. Try to roll down there, some big pookie. Try to roll. Boom. You ain't gonna help her. You just gonna look over and just stare at her. You disgusted too, ain't it?
She chimes in.
Paige, crack and smile. What's on your mind?
Big Pookie.
He wrote on my water bill.
Come on, Big Pookie.
You can't look to her as the measuring stick for this stuff.
I know what she's doing over there. She's so concerned about her interview. She's freaking out about it.
We gotta get into her videos at some point. Yeah, I'm serious. You cannot use Paige as a measuring stick for any kind of reaction. That's all I'm going to say right now. I got a whole big thing about her.
What do you mean?
The videos Paige watches are not funny.
How do you know what I watch? That's even weirder than anything.
Because you'll sit in here and play them, and it's like you'll laugh at it hysterically, and I'm like, this is not good. And I'm like, who sent you that? And he said, my girlfriend. Like, whoever sent you those videos, you need to block them.
I didn't mean to turn y'all on either.
I mean specifically what videos, because some of the stuff that I watch is pretty mean.
I haven't heard it, like, in here. I can't, like, now you're doing,
okay,
like...
Okay, now you're right, because mine is mainly animal stuff.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Because okay, you don't like animals, so you wouldn't think that's funny if they have,
that's
like,
true. Fat Boy said, why do you have so many pets when you don't even make money off all of them?
I mean,
what are you doing with the cat?
Well, that's different. Like, I spend $6 a week. Hang on, I got it.
Okay, mine is mainly, like, either boxer humor.
God.
Did he just fart?
I thought they were calling for thunder.
Do you want to save that one for next week?
No.
I want to go off on a good note.
Well, I got you.
Damn. I mean, I'm just being honest with you. I feel like I flopped today.
I'm sorry.
Damn, flopped. Big Pookie was good.
Okay,
Big Pookie, like, was Pookie. Cute.
Part two of the rap song. This is my favorite part of the rap song.
Good. Change this mood. And y'all make up. I want y'all to get to it.
Oh, no.
Kiss bottoms and make up.
I'm not offended by that, because I think the Barbie humor that I do, you know, with Barbie saying stuff, you're not going to like that stuff.
Like, you'll sit there and crack up. I'm like,
because it's funny. But you don't have the same problems that I have, so we're not going to relate to anything. You don't wear high heels, or your feet don't hurt.
As far as you know.
There are man problems, not just female problems.
That's true.
We don't have our own doctor to go to, though, okay?
Yeah. So you're not sending your bestie videos.
There's not an OBGUI.
Are you? Every day?
Oh.
Ob guy.
Am I not what?
Do you send your bestie videos all the time?
I don't have a bestie.
Exactly. That's why you don't get it. You don't get it.
I'm the worst when it comes to me. Like, it's got to make me die before I even, like, you know, share it, send it. Because that's your credibility, you know, when you send people videos.
But do you, okay, in our group thread, do you ever ha-ha or LOL something just to acknowledge it and make the person feel good?
Probably, like, you know, 8 out of 10 times.
Yeah.
Or somebody.
Like, I've laughed at some of Jugs that I didn't think were all that funny, but I wanted him to feel nice for wanting us to smile. I mean, the intent is to make someone's day, to make them smile, and if they don't acknowledge it at all, it's like, oh, you didn't think that was funny.
This one right here,
okay.
This is hilarious.
I need hilarity.
Well, if you like the part one of I Hope, you're going to love part two.
I hope the wind blow your f***ing weave off. I hope your kids catch a heat stroke playing on a seesaw. I hope R. Kelly take you on a date and get you peed on. I hope you die choking on a T-bone. I hope on all your wedding pictures, grandma smile without a f***ing T-phone. I hope you got a stalker and your snap location be on. I hope your steering wheel lock on a curve and hit a pole. I hope you can't get out and explode. I hope
that's not real.
Life insurance cancer. I hope you throw a party, I'ma crash. I hope you know I really hate your family. I hope your kids end up just like me without a daddy. I hope for Halloween they give them pills that look like candy.
Bitch, I hope you crash head first into a bus full of retarded children. Your car catch on fire from the floor from the power. I hope you never find out who your baby f***. And I hope you know I'm serious, I can't make this up. Bitch, I hope your brother f*** your sister and get a pregnant. Bitch, I might just post a couple pictures of you naked. Bitch, I hope you wake up and your f***ing dog die. Bitch, I hope your brother get his head bust on line. Bitch ass, I hope you're at your BM house and I walk out. Bitch ass, I hope she lick my and kiss you in your mouth. Bitch ass, she gone, let my daughter knock out. Bitch ass, send my daughter steal them TVs out your house. Bitch.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The Hive from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say hello, famous people celebrating. Hey, it's your radio. It's not me. September 25th, 2025. Happy birthday. Or
suck it. We got a lot to do, man. We got a lot of them. Whole lot of them. I know somebody in the room is going to know this one. He was on a couple shows. One called Community. The other one called Lilana.
He's so childish.
Yes, sir.
So childish.
Gambino?
It is.
Whoa.
Wow.
You got that, but what was the one earlier you couldn't catch?
Something.
Yeah, Timberlake. She didn't know.
Justin Timberlake.
I forgot.
You're a woman and all your friends are gay. Like, how? No offense. But it's kind of like you're all saying, yeah, no crap.
I can't remember who it was.
She gets Childish Gambino, a.k.a. Donald Glover. It's his birthday today.
Paige thought that Ruth from Ozarks was Justin Timberlake for the longest time.
She
doesn't know F about S, old Ruth.
Oh, no.
I like Ruth.
I'll say Childish Gambino is 37.
Mm-mm. I like the song. 36.
Childish Gambino, Donald Glover's 42.
Oh, we're all way off.
Can you say the name of this song or no?
Red Bone.
I didn't know if it...
What's the name of it?
Red Bone.
Red Bone.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
Not like Red Bone, Come and Get Your Love. You know, this is the name of the song's Red Bone. Gotcha. 12 in a row with Red Bone coming up to Childish Gambino.
Was he a member of Thugs in Harmony?
He was not.
Okay.
He was not old enough back then.
Oh, Tip.
It is Tip's birthday.
Damn.
The rubber band man, wilder than the Taliban.
Hey.
45 in my left and 9 in my hand.
That was a fun little time in music right there.
It was.
Yeah.
Now, he does some acting, you know, here there. Got a lot of money off of settlement,
too. Lives vicariously through his wife now, right?
Tiny.
Yeah. Still, she's like the one out there, yeah.
Still in Lilana. hanging out.
Welcome to Atlanta where the players play. See, that's another example of I'm going to be 50. Dude, 50-year-olds sit around and talk like that. I don't think.
This is a good CD, too.
Start quoting CD. Rap CD. Songs out of the blue like that.
Yeah, I know. Like, does that go away? So, well,
no,
maybe not.
I won't let it.
The excitement about going to get a new CD every, you know, when it comes out.
The Lexus Flexus from Long Beach to Texas.
I always, you know.
We stood in line.
We did.
Every Eminem CD, Korn CD yes. that came out.
Tower Records, baby.
Well, ours was the Poco of Easley.
I went to Peppermint Records and also Coconut Records. Not Coconuts.
You ain't got
That's where I get my butt implants.
Get you a fake ass. How old's Tip?
Hey, Tip, you want to go first? We're
Your
no
cousin.
Relation.
None?
42.
I will say, I'll say like 45 or 6 or, no, you know what? I'm going to go 47 on that.
Okay. T.I. is 45 years old today.
That's right on it. Go with your gut.
Well, hell.
Remember that. Go with your gut. Okay. You have to go with your gut.
Go with your gut.
This is this next one is an interesting birthday, and I'll tell you why after you guess, and we'll keep it going for her with T.I. It is Catherine Zeta-Jones' birthday.
Oh, she loves this song.
Beautiful lady. I like her.
She's good looking. Ocean's 12. Real good
Hold
looking.
On.
Is this a what big one think? For her?
What do you think?
Because I know.
I would say 62.
All right, my gut says 62.
That's good.
I'm going to trust it.
58.
Trust in the gut. Catherine Zeta-Jones is 56 years old.
Oh.
Now, what's interesting about it, let me play this.
Oh.
This is on the Wall Street soundtrack. Because it is also her husband's birthday today.
Oh, wow, that sucks.
Michael Douglas, Gordon Gekko himself.
Oh, so I hope they go in like just a... I was going to use the word gnarly, but that wouldn't be some kind of just...
Does he have any scandal in his life? I'm thinking, what was it?
No, not really. His son's been into some trouble. He's had some drug issues, I believe.
So they should just go on like an incredible vacation on their birthdays. Because then you can't give... I mean, it's kind of...
How sweet.
Give each other gifts. Like, just go on vacation. That's what I would do.
Yeah. God, those are such good movies, man. Both Wall Street movies are good.
It's good. Like that's a family of like there is a lot of talent going. Like I want to find out what Kirk Douglas's dad did. Like
yeah, that would be interesting to know. Like in the Bridges too. How far down was that past? You know, Michael started producing. He won an Oscar for producing before he started acting.
Well, even like Alex Baldwin.
She didn't.
You said Alex Baldwin earlier, and we've said it now twice, and you still haven't picked up on it.
Alex.
Alex.
Oh, Alex. What did I say?
It's Alec.
Oh, okay.
You said Alex.
When did I say Alex?
I don't
Today?
Know.
Yeah. But it's okay. It's just a...
I'm not.
I didn't know if he even remembered or not.
I have a headache. I do.
How old's Gordon Gekko?
I will say...
It's not about the money, pal. It's about the game men play with each other.
Okay, I'm going to go with the first number that came into my head, and that's 69. But I know he's older than that, so I'm going to say 73.
75.
Michael Douglas is 81.
Wowee, bombs, dude.
Where did time fly?
Well, that's because, like, as my mom would call him, Kurt Douglas.
Kurt.
She always had a letter or two off. Kurt Douglas.
Instead of Kurt.
It was like 102 or something when he passed.
Yeah. Lloyd Bridges was up there too, right? I think he lived a long time.
Oh, man.
I picked the wrong time to stop sniffing glue.
His best work was at the end too. I mean, depending on your immaturity levels like mine.
He said the S is really going to hit the fan.
Did Leslie Nielsen do stuff... Hollywood movies, whatever, when he was younger?
I don't think so. I think he was a late bloomer.
Like he's like Dangerfield. Like, didn't... See, that gives me hope. I will turn out to be somebody.
Dangerfield was what? 40, I think, when he really took off?
44, 45, actually.
Yeah, late in life.
When he finally stuck with it. That's what I'm hoping.
DDP was 35.
You want to be in Hollywood?
No. I just want to be... I want to be somebody.
Yeah, you are.
Someday. It's Will Smith's birthday. If you haven't picked up on the Men in Black song.
Oh, okay. I was thinking it was
okay.
I thought it was some goth singer's birthday.
I can't do it for Best Damn. One of my favorite clips on social media is somebody took his Oscar speech Or, you know, you say, keep my wife's name out of your blanking mouth.
Yeah.
But they cut it, or he's yelling at Chris Rock, keep blanking my wife's mouth.
Oh, God.
Jesus. And then he says, relax, I will.
So this is, we're at that time in history where we have to all agree when you see something, hear something, or read something, to check the source prior to calling and ripping that person a new one,
yeah,
or going after them online.
You better cross your I's and dot your T's.
Yeah, because I'll tell you, if I was a Democrat and I saw
if.
Kamala, yeah, we mean if. Let's not go that way. That goes against me. You're
such a bitch. Cousin Kamala, you were saying?
No. I'm saying if I were a Democrat and...
Isn't there a song?
It's called The Devil's a Democrat. But and I see her, after losing, accepting a haircut from President Trump, uh-huh. I would be livid at her.
Yeah, that video.
Then I
was,
found out the video was fake.
But
everything's
it
fake these days.
I mean, I knew it was fake, but even looking at it, it's like there's. Even this doesn't mean you have an ego, but you realize right now, you listening, someone on this earth is dumber than you are. Like, no matter who you are, someone's dumber than you. So you're like, yeah, I wouldn't fall for that. Many would, though, because there's some dummies out there.
A lot of them.
And you listening right now, you know there's somebody dumber than you. And don't look around the work truck or the office, because everyone's listening to us, and they're all doing the same thing. So you're going to out yourself
now. Well, I mean...
But there is someone dumber than you. And that's inspirational.
Even brilliant people lack common sense.
So that's right. True. That's with me.
Yeah.
No, I have creative thoughts and stuff, but I can't put things together.
I mean, you put the entertainment center together.
Oh, here we go.
On top of another table. And we had to move
it. That's hilarious.
But still.
Fat boy.
You still put it together.
You should have just taken it apart and left it there and messed him up.
I'm going to take you apart. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take various pieces of you, and I'm going to take your head, and I'm going to put it in a box, and I'm going to give it to your dogs.
What's in the box?
What's in the box? What's in the box?
It's Paige's head, doggy.
That's so psycho.
No, that was actually 7.
Oh. How old's Will Smith?
Will Smith is...
scares me.
You're not doing these in order, clearly.
Oh, yeah, always. Unless it's the weekend.
Will Smith's older than Michael Douglas?
No, actually, you're right, because these are side by side.
Oh, I see.
He doesn't tell the truth.
Will Smith,
he's messed me up.
52.
All right, 54.
57 years old.
Damn.
Scottie Pippen. How old's old Scottie Pippen?
Scottie Pippen. Let's see.
Did he find his tractors?
Rookie year.
He lost his tractors.
Somebody stole them.
Well, it's not. Pippen ain't easy. Let's see.
Oh,
he's
stealing his tractors.
88, 89. Somebody stole my tractors.
Good Lord.
Doing some math.
59.
60. He is 60. It's a big 60 for old Scottie Pip.
I got one.
Big Pip. Let's go to,
I don't do that when I win. I'm going to start now. You started to fire on me.
We got to do this.
Oh, I got to get this one right. So I'm going to go over there, and I'm going to freaking twerk in your face.
Please. Maybe in the face. In the face.
Flop a whisker biscuit on the end of it.
Oh, my God.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Blow your hair back.
It is Mark Hamill's birthday.
Mark Hamill. Is he related to Joe Hamill?
Joe Hamill. God dang it.
He's related to Alex Baldwin.
Who's Joe Hamill? We're bringing it back.
He's a camel who smokes. You can't do that in space. Jesus. He loves Wednesday, though.
He's also the Joker. Don't forget he's the Joker.
It's true. Well,
the voice of the Joker.
Talented man.
Yeah.
He's getting that double pay from the Warner Brothers.
Oh.
Or this Disney. He's getting both sides. God, he's getting Warner Brothers and Disney money.
Dipping at the end.
He can't not support one side because he's getting paid by both.
That is true.
All right.
Can't speak against him.
76.
77.
Mark Hamill, 74 years old. We skipped over Heather Locklear. She's 64 today. Potsy, 76.
I knew that.
Cheryl Teagues.
Ah, she's beautiful.
78 years old.
Wow.
Cheryl Teagues. Happy heavenly birthday to Michael Madsen. We just lost him a few months ago.
Aww.
Would have been 68 years old. Great actor. Mr. Blonde and Reservoir Dogs. Barbara Walters.
Bubba Wubba.
Bubba Wubba.
Would have been 96 years old today.
Another woman that is remembered for a SNL impression more than she was the real her.
Her reporting.
Just like George Bush. Not gonna die.
Not gonna.
He said that one time, but that's not even like that. You just need an SNL sketch, and it becomes part of your narrative.
And Christopher Reeve would have been 73 years old today. Superman.
I missed a birthday yesterday, and I told this person that I would, so I'd like to say happy belated birthday to... And I told his mom that I'd say the full name, Jackson Nathaniel Hoff. Jackson... Nathaniel Hoff.
I hate missing him, but I'm glad you made up for it.
Yes. So, Jack N. Hoff, happy birthday, although belated by one day.
Tomorrow, happy birthday, buddy.
The FOF line.
Oh, yeah. You want to hear a little sample?
I'd love that.
It might sound familiar to you, though.
With some no trespassing signs, you trespassing ass son of a bitches. Get the out of here. In my mailbox, I got pictures of everything, motherfucker. I'm not too happy, I can tell you that.
That sounds just like the guy from last Friday. He's called again.
That's the Bleak Guy record.
Holy moly.
Is dealing he more with than 47? What is the record now?
We're going to have to count. We got to see if he lives up to his 47.
Whoa. And also, happy Groundhog Day. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash ye hands. And God bless America. It is good.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby, bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.